Rainy days down at the beach are made for movies. Well, also puzzles and books and naps, but also movies. When you can't get your toes in the sand or jump in the waves, there's nothing better than watching a movie. This month, we're going to take a look at a few movies going through this series, Gospel in Films. And I'm not preaching from the movies per se. Rather, these are movies that were pointing to the gospel by reflecting on the human condition. And the gospel, the good news of Jesus, speaks to us. In this season of the summer blockbuster, what makes for a godly and faith-filled hero? That is, how are we called to be God's people? Today, I want to take a look at how are we called to be God's people as people of courage. We're going to look at a movie I think you might know just a little bit, The Lion King, one that's been a classic, three movies of The Lion King, a Broadway hit, and if you've been watching, there's a remake coming out on July 9th. In fact, I'm guessing if we did a sing-along, there's a few of you who would sing Hakuna Matata and a couple of other of the songs right along with me. The story that's based on, at least loosely, Shakespeare's Hamlet. Perhaps you'd talk a bit more about that. A hero's journey that takes Simba similarly to the prodigal son that John just read for us as well. The young Simba, you remember quite well, that's primed to ascend the throne when Uncle Scar plots to kill his father Mufasa. And he believes so deeply that it's his fault that he runs away in shame. Now, stick with me here. It's in the desert experience that we are going to find him. We're going to watch a clip here for a moment. That like he, like so many of us, that it's his fears and his doubts that lurk larger than life. Take a look as we watch a clip of being reminded of courage.
Enough already. What is that supposed to mean anyway?
It means you're a baboon, and I'm not.
I think you're a little confused.
Wrong. I'm not the one who's confused. You don't even know who you are.
Oh, and I suppose you know.
Sure do. You're Mufasa's boy. Bye.
Hey, wait! You know my father?
Correction, I know your father.
I hate to tell you this, but he died a long time ago.
Nope, wrong again!
He's alive, and I'll show him to you. You follow old Rafiki. He knows the way. Come on.
That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No.
Simba, you have forgotten me.
No. How could I?
You have forgotten who you are and so forgotten me. Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king.
Was that? The weather. Very peculiar, don't you think?
Yeah. Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Remember who you are. A powerful moment as the father speaks to the son. Now, I have no thoughts that Disney is thinking of the parallels here, but it's our theological imagination, right, friends, that gives us an opportunity to draw where God is present of the gospel in film. As Simba hears Mufasa's voice, he's reminded that he is now king and must take up the mantle. The moment parallels the life of Jesus with transfiguration and baptism, as both are encouraged and reminded of their identity and who and whose they are. If you look on the front of the bulletin, I took a little bit of liberty to adapt the phrase. Remember whose you are and be courageous. In our baptism, we find our identity in Christ as children of God. We remember that we are God. And God works through us. Courage is this, about remembering that we are God's beloved. When we lose sight of whose we are, we lose our focus on what God has called us to do in the world and with one another. The prodigal son, as he demands his inheritance, essentially wishing his father to be dead, forgets his connection to his family. You know the story well. In fact, it said this is the biblical story that our culture knows best in every Gallup poll that's ever been taken. This is the story that people can tell best. When he remembers who he is, he returns to his family asking for forgiveness, saying, even the pigs have it better than I do. Even my father's servants are treated better than I. And his father gives forgiveness freely and embraces him. Both exemplify courage. Courage in returning and courage in embracing. From there, our courage comes to live out where God calls us to go and who God calls us to be. Courage is showing up when we can't control how it's going to turn out, when we don't know what to expect. Kenda Creasy Dean, who's the professor of youth, church, and culture at Princeton, tells this story about a small church in Princeton. It's the one she's attending. They've got about 50 members in her congregation. And they said, how is it that we can reach out to Princeton, the school around that has so many students? And they decide they want to start a food truck as a way to engage with students. Courage of not knowing exactly how that's going to work out. The food truck serves students and the community, ultimately opening up conversations that are not possible. But the best part of this story is the driving force is an 80-year-old man named Al, who started out working at True Value Hardware and brought his expertise to the food truck. You see, he had the most fun in bringing his expertise to the food truck and just having fun in meeting all the students and in meeting all of the vendors and the zoning officials that were necessary to start the food truck. For the first time in 80 years, Al began to understand who God made him to be and a way he could serve God outside of what he did in the years that preceded. God speaks to us through vision and through prayer, through scripture, encouraging us to take our place in those who have gone before and in those who come after, to make changes, to usher in the kingdom of God. Courage is speaking up when we know something needs to be said, even when it makes us uncomfortable to say so. When our family or friends say things that are inappropriate or hurtful, courage grants us the reminder that in Christ we are all beloved children. Courage is acting into and responding to that gospel call. Those heroes that we heard about in the children's message are just ordinary people like you and me who do extraordinary things in a moment's time. Courage and fear are never mutually exclusive. Dorothy Bernard once famously said, courage is just fear that constantly says its prayers. Courage is just fear that constantly says its prayers. When are you and I saying our prayers with our fears and living out our courage? More fully, when we remember who we are in Christ Jesus as a beloved son and daughter, we can do all with the confidence that God calls us to do. So where are we called to live courageously, facing our fears and thereby mastering them? Where has God been whispering for us to step into the future that God has been preparing for us? Perhaps for you, God has been inviting you to step out in faith in your personal life, something that God has been urging you to do. Perhaps it's in the life of our community of faith here. There's a Mission Central trip coming up on July 23rd, an opportunity for us to be serving together. Perhaps it's a Good Neighbors trip on August 17th of home restoration here in southern Chester County. Maybe you've never swung a hammer or used an electric drill before. Listen as our youth share this morning what it was like for them the first times that they did some of these things and the courage that it required for them to step out in faith. Maybe you're quite competent with tools but feel uncomfortable talking with others about sharing your faith. The prodigal son and Simba, often you and I, we need a reminder of who we are and whose we are. We are children of God, made in the image of Christ and called to be courageous. To be courageous comes from the Latin word for heart. When we are courageous, we act with the heart of Christ. And we remember that the heart of Christ is always ushering in the fullness of the kingdom of God. May you and I find our courage in Christ to share the gospel, the good news, that God never leaves us, calls us to continue to equip and empower us and live as children of God, ushering in God's kingdom here and now, so that we might be then and there fully God's children. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.